Joel 2 verse 28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions." It is time to spread the undiluted gospel to the dying world. An expository moment wrapped up with the power of the Holy Ghost. This is Pure Gospel Moment. Get set for an encounter with a God who changes identity.
Tell your neighbor, "I'm ready. I'm ready for the word. I'm ready for the signs and wonders. I'm ready for the manifestation." If you are truly ready, can you say a bigger amen? You know, the last time I came around, I discussed about the altar of fire. And I would appreciate if you can go back to that message to help you. I was listening to it and was super blessed. So it shows that you are not you being the teacher does not mean that you know what you are saying. Amen. Between yesterday and today, I listened twice. Amen. So I'm waiting for your answer. I must get it before I leave. Our God is faithful. Now, when you come into the body of Christ, there is every reality that you have challenges to contend with. You know, growing up, then they'll tell you that just come to Jesus. Every trouble, everything will be milk and honey. This and that. Oh, that is the truth, because he has paid the price for you. But you have mountains to contend for. When God was bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, he told them where he was taking them to. He didn't show them what is going to take them through. Where you are going to and where you are going through might be quite different. But if you will walk and cooperate with God, that their journey will be very, very smooth and easy. The only partnership that God needs from you is your faith, your surrender. If not, the wilderness might become the destination of those that fear. You know, several years I've received calls and counseling, and people will be like, "Oh my God, I'm in different struggles. God is not being fair. All kind of complaints here and there. I'm doing the best I can. I've done all covenant practice. I've paid my tithe. I've sowed seed. I have prayed and fasted." Several, some of them, for days, they don't know what they call 12 midnight. That is a night. They pray through. So be very sincere. You know, there are times you can be doing all you know what to do, but it seems the result is not showing forth. This message is for you. How do you feel? You've been praying and fasting for the miracle in the point of marriage, and one careless sister somewhere that have not even attended any night vigil came and give you a card, and she's getting married to your dream man. You will feel cheated. You will be as if you are disadvantaged serving God. How will you feel? The people you are praying over are getting the manifestation and testimony for the things you have been fasting to God about, and it's as if it bypassed you and responded to them. Understand this very well. It takes a man of character, discipline, and faith to keep holding on. Abraham has been searching for a child. Still, God told him to pray for that king. Who is a Bible student here that can? When he went to sojourn, and the king was about taking Sarah from him, and God shut up all the wombs. God told him, "Go and pray for them so that we open their womb." This same man prayed, they got their miracle. But Abraham himself was still trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Today's message is for you. Before you start tendering your complaint, you need to gain some level of revelation and understanding. If not, the journey of 40 days might be converted to the journey of 40 years. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. Stay in the program, Fire in My Bones. I'll be discussing and be sharing some thoughts from the topic, the test of fire. The test of fire. The media helped me with 1 Corinthians 3:10 to 15. When it's 15 minutes to the end of my time, please, I will appreciate if I can get Amen. Now let's read together. Just follow me as I read. "According to God's grace that was given to me, as a skilled master builder, I have laid a foundation, and another builds on it. But each one must be careful how he builds on it. Next. Because no one can lay any other foundation than what has been laid. That is who? Are you with me? Next one. If anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, costly stone, not any kind of stone. Not any kind of stone. Not some of the stone from Auchi. Not the grinders we use for the structure there. Costly stone. Who? Hay or straw. Next. For those of our foreign listeners, Auchi is a place in Nigeria. Each one's work will become obvious. For the day we disclose it, because it will be revealed by what? The fire will test the quality of each one's work. Next. If anyone's work that he has built survives, he will receive a reward. Next. 15 the last. If anyone's work is burnt up, it will be what? But it will be saved. Yes, it will be like an escape through fire. You know, we're coming from a meeting, one of my brothers said something that I'm going to say here as well. He said, it's not by quantity, it's by quality. Somebody say content. You know, sometimes don't feel that the people on the pulpit are the most, you know, gifted with utterance. There are some people that will just say something, you go back to your drawing board and go and study again. Understand the sincerity of truth. Whatever you are building on, if it cannot survive fire, is a waste of time. Anything destroyed by fire is an inferior quality to your destiny and manifestation. Don't build your future on things that cannot stand the test of fire. It's a waste of time and resources. Because fire will surely come. And everyone's work will be tested by fire. Until you build on Christ, which is the rock, the greatest of all rocks, every other thing is vanity in eternity. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. Can you go there? Somebody will gain supernatural deliverance today in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your heart to receive. You will never remain the same. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. Please, can I get it on the screen? Our wonderful sister is helping us. God bless you. Now we have this treasure in clay jars. Amen. Okay, yes. 17 says, for our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable internal weight of glory. If you can understand what this message is saying, you will never get moved by your present because you know what awaits you in the future. Somebody needs to talk me into remembrance of the struggles I had when I was on campus. How we suffer through the times, how we go without food. The day you have your convocation, every suffering will become history. They will need to remind you. A woman at the point of nursing a 9-month pregnancy, she will cry and make every vow, Father, deliver me from this baby. If this one come, no more babies. The naming ceremony, she will call the honey, honey, this baby brought good things, so see how we were celebrated. Let's just have two more. After that, two is the end. Do you agree with me? If you can measure the struggles you are going through now, the Bible gives you a promise that no man can take from you. The future will make you want to go through that same struggles again for the same treasure. That is the benefit of never compromising. Understand this very well. If you are a person of the now, you are materialistic. You will faint around the way. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. Never be wearing well doing for in due season. There is a season before reaping. For in due season you shall reap. If under a condition you faint not. Understand this and every of your approach towards life will be different. You say, but pastor, I don't have enough money. The times are very demanding. No resources. They are chasing me up and down. No, no, no. Don't get deceived by the now. Anything you can see in the present is bound to expire. The future is untouched. I don't know who you are here today. My God shall hasten your arrival in the name of Jesus Christ. Life testimony personally, when I stepped into this city, with no body, with no dying attached to my name, on my own, sometimes I will enter a vehicle. I don't know anywhere in Port Harcourt. I'll say, take me to where, anywhere, 100 naira or 50 naira can take me to. Taxi man would look at this guy. This guy is in his right mind. Over me, I don't know what I was doing. But I knew I was responding to a call. Under the rain, I was reaching out for souls. You know, then there was nothing like COVID-19. So when you meet any person, I want to reach out to you. Do you want to hear about Jesus? They will say that we are busy. Can't you see we are busy? Some of whom say to your face, these people, they are very unemployed. They don't have anything to do with his life. Coming to disturb people during working hours. One of the days I was walking back from a soul winning, the rain was massive. So that there's a kind of rain that you cannot take shelter. Because of the times at then, I didn't even know what is rain and what is unrain. I was walking under the rain, soaked to my toes. And I heard a voice. He said, look at what you want to do with your life now, after the degree and everything. This is where it ends. Ah! At that point, I was almost vanishing out of so much frustration. But thank God for the word of God in my spirit. He said, you have to go through this phase so that the testimony will attract the nations. Before you will get genuine access, you must go through the process. Any shortcut in life will cut you beyond short. The process is not just to beautify you, but to give you the key to open the doors for others to follow through. Is somebody getting blessed now? Hear me, and hear me very well. That situation has not come to destroy you. It has come to build you. Sometimes you might wake up in the middle of the night, look at your family, there might not be any form of encouragement. Keep pushing. When the testimony comes, you will know that every struggle is to give you a crown. The God help us in Jesus' name. Until you know your content, you will remain in torment. Remember what I said according to my testimony. If I should look around the circumstance then, hear me, I hear me very well, I would have surrendered without any contentment. Any contention, pardon me. But thank God for content. That is why you must tend to invest on your inside, not around you. Anything you invest around you can be taken away. What you have within, no man can tempt it. Greatness is not in your visible appearance. Forget it. Some of my people saw me and said, this jacket is beautiful, it's a new one. I can't remember the last time I bought a jacket. When you are a man that carries grace, naturally jacket will come to you. I can't remember the last time in my life I stepped into a boutique to buy for clothes. No, I have never asked anyone. Stop running after material things. Create the capacity that will magnet it to you. If you understand the power of content, you will use more than 90% of your income to invest in your mind and your spirit. So when you shut yourself up and you start building capacity in the place of prayer, the spirit will take you to the future and give you treasure no man is yet to tap into. Somebody say, going ahead of your time. It can only happen in your secret place. I said some things about that in the message, altar of prayer, altar of fire. It can help us in Jesus' name. Somebody say, content. Until you know your content, that person remains in content, in torment. May your torment end today in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of restoration and honor begin to locate every ear hearing sound of my voice. On site and online, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your degree is not what gives you advantage. It is the virtue that you've invested in yourself. Are we going somewhere with this? Tell your neighbor, awake. Listen very well. There is treasure for you. Jeremiah 9:23-24. Your content is important. You must know your content. Jeremiah chapter 9:23, I read, this is what the Lord says, the wise must not boast in his wisdom, the mighty must not boast in his might, the rich must not boast in their riches, but the one who boasts should boast in this. What's he talking about? That he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, showing faithful love, justice and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things. This is the Lord's declaration. Learn how to boast in the God you serve. Not in your... You know, you see some people, they can brag about the things they possess. often you can spiritually brag out of ignorance. Hear me and hear me very well. Your boast should be in the God you serve. When you understand God, you will become a victor from all sides. Your glory is in your accurate knowing. Your glory is in what? Your accurate, not just your knowing. You must know accurately. And what do you need to know? The knowledge of truth. For the Bible says, my people perish, not for the lack of anointing, not for the lack of prayer, not for the lack of, for the lack of word. When you don't have knowledge, you will be edged. So you must develop. Hear me and hear me very well. Life testimony, when the pandemic began, my brother is there, we did a concert 2019. Immediately after the concert, my device crashed. I had two. The other one crashed as well. I said, what kind of attack is this? All devices were going down. So I had to subscribe to the normal grandmama's phone. That's one that you need to push buttons. That one does not have WhatsApp or Facebook. That one is what I call Face God. So I was with that phone. I never knew, because before that time the word has come that there's going to be a major crisis, but I could not really picture it. For those that have been following BMG, you know, in our prayer guide, we're praying for the nations. Throughout the year 2020, I didn't come to social media. It was the best choice in my life. You will not believe this. When I put into cognizance the book I devoured for that year, apart from the year, also before the end, we are over 100. Over 100. That's the one I can keep count to. So when everybody was on lockdown, we were digging deep. So when we came back from the pandemic, forget it. Undeniable results. Your knowledge is what pushes you to the next phase. Is somebody getting blessed right now? If every individual should search through their situation and hunger for knowledge, you will get divine encounters. I decree somebody is getting an encounter right now in Jesus' name. When you go up, you might be scared of falling. But when you grow up, you will never fall. If you carry a 2-year-old baby and put the baby on top of this building, you must supervise that child. But you will not tell Pastor Matthew, please be careful so that you don't fall from the stairs. No! He has grown through the phase of life. Even if he climbs a skyscraper, nobody will be praying for him that please he should not miss his stairs, because he has grown through the process. Am I communicating right now? That is the difference between God and Satan. Satan will take the person up without the capacity to sustain the height, because he knows that his fall will be great. You know, in this same city, you saw some people bought car. The car had not even saved them. The car took them. Will you tell me that is a blessing or a curse? If they tell them that at this point you don't need it, it will take us, they will prefer to trek for the next 80 years. See, I'm growing up. So anytime you find yourself in the midst of failure, mistake, it's a process to give you access. Am I communicating right now? Process is the best asset. What you don't know will create fear in you. Paraventure, you don't know the dynamics of getting a message across on impartation or ministry, and they just call you up and hand you over the mic. There is something called stage fright. You might stand there for the next 2 days and you've not said a complete statement. If all you've been doing is entering cars and you don't know how to drive, the first day they will give you the driver's seat, you will be tense. Am I communicating right now? So what you don't know does not mean it's harmful, but it will give you a certain fear. So in any situation, you know, you have some people that are trained in electrical engineering here. They can see any dynamics of electricity and they will go through it. But if you are not in that field, any spark, you will not want to know whether it was light wire or negative or positive. You know, some of them will tell you, that one will not show up, it's negative. Are you in the mind of the wire? So once you come to me, this one is negative. Don't worry, I carry any positivity in me, but wisdom is profitable to direct. How many of you remember Ade? I'm an engineering student. Holy Spirit of God, please take charge. What you don't know is your greatest mountain, not the devil. The devil is effortlessly unharmful. No foundational wickedness can tempt on your life if you have the required knowledge. He didn't say fast for the devil. He said rebuke the devil. You know what it means to rebuke? That young man sitting there now, if he's doing something, I say, hey, stop that. I don't need to approach him. So sometimes when people battle against Satan, it's like the Satan is not the Satan in the Bible. Because they lack knowledge. Somebody will be delivered completely tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. The first thing you need to know to gain victory and to subdue the test of fire is your material. Your material determines your endangerment. It will be stupid of petrol to go and get married to a naked fire. There will be an explosion. So when you are baited in petrol, you must advise yourself. Anything fire, whether digital or analog, you must not come near it. When you see iron walking through US fire, if you are a Nigerian cutting material, that place is not meant for you. The fire will consume you and there will be nothing left of you. May that not be your portion in Jesus' name. The same water that will nurture a fish will drown an elephant and a tiger. Does it mean the fish is stronger than the elephant? But their material gives them their endangerment. Are you understand what I'm trying to say? You cannot threaten a fish with water. You cannot threaten the sun with fire. Somebody say, I'm the light of the world. If you understand this rhema, you know I'm a sun. I am the sun of this earth. I have fire inside of me. You hear me very well. A doctor will be trained and tested by a doctor. A soldier will be tested and trained by a soldier. Fire needs to test and train the fire. When you go through the times, it's because of your material. When you have fire in your bones, no fire can consume you. Say, I got fire in me. Enough to consume this world. Understand this very well. Where I'm from, if you trace it down, all principalities have their headquarters there. They can do you nothing when you understand your material. Somebody here, the same things that have oppressed you, you will go back there and sanction them to death by fire. The same things that have embarrassed you, in the name of all name, Rakib Rasidados, that grace for supernatural subduing, rest upon you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. See, I fear nothing. I can never be moved. I can never be threatened. I got fire in me. God is in me. God is in me. 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, and you have overcome the world. Because greater is he that is in the world. Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Greater. Are you sure? Am I quoting from that Bible? Greater is he that is in Frank AB. Mention your name. Listen, you must know how to personalize the scripture for your future. If not, you can never function. Pastor say, I read it. It will not work for you. What have you seen from the scripture? We give you the picture for your desired future. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, what is your material? Your material determines your endangerment. I've said that. Listen very attentively. No matter how disdaining and scary it is, a man that carries fire will not be scared of any fire. He will tell Satan, is this your worst shot? Keep throwing it. They took the brothers from Israel and they told them that you don't want to bow, Abi. You don't want to compromise. Hit that furnace 7 times. You can't consume fire with fire now. What destroys us that beautifies us? When they put them in the furnace, a fourth man appeared. Hear me very well. After this message, you will get a supernatural shift for your destiny and life in Jesus' name. None of us will go back the same. In Jesus' name I pray. What is my material? You are going to personalize it. Write it that way in your notes as well. Don't say what is your material, because if I say what is your material, you will say it back to me. Write it down, what is my material? Go back home and convince, not just convince yourself, let it be your conviction. Holy Spirit of God, register this in the heart and spirit of men, so that we gain unthreatenable victory in Jesus' name. Turn to Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. When you understand this reality, no devil can attempt it on your life again. When people die carelessly, it's not because they were weak, it's because they were ignorant. Genesis 1:37. For God created anywhere you see man, put your name. For God created Frank Abin in his own image. He created him in the image of God. He created them male and female. Say, I'm made of the image of God. Can you say that better? Do you know what that means? It means you are made with the same material as God. The same material. If you are here and you are yet to understand that this body you are wearing is like a cloth, then you are shortening yourself. I'm a spirit in human body. I'm not of this world. There is something more substantial in me that is enough to bring down the entire nations of the earth for the gospel. Do you know the material of God? The Bible says God is a consuming world. Hear me. If he created you in his own image, it means that the property of fire is your real substance. See, I'm the image of God. Hear me, there are some people, you take their name to some strange places and the entire place will catch fire. Have you heard such testimony before? It's real. Don't joke with understanding. The revelation power is what will keep you ahead and your peers. Somebody will come to the reality of those one in Jesus' name. What is my material? Job 7:17-18. The grace of revelation and restoration rest upon the hearts of men now. When you are asking God, why am I going through these times? Why am I going through this season? This is the answer. 17:18 says, what is man that you think so highly of him and pay so much attention to him? Next one. You inspect him every morning and put him to the test every moment. Is somebody getting something now? Now, listen very attentively. Focus back. If there is anything Satan is battling after, it's not money. It's battling for men. One of my beloved friends and brother was sharing our meeting before we stepped in here. He said he has been seeing the hand of God in his life. He has been proclaiming the gospel everywhere he goes. And he has been getting response. He did not know how much that gives me joy. Satan can give you the entire world to get what you have. The greatest investment on the earth, the greatest treasure is not the oil on the ground. It's not the silver and the gold. It is the human spirit walking on the face of the earth. Do you know what soul means to eternity? Every other thing here will end here. It is souls that you can take in your currency. It's like you are traveling from Nigeria to the US. If you like carry all the mirrors you have, when you get it, they'll say, we don't use that here. You have to what? Convert. So if you have all the money in your account, all the degrees to your name, if you don't have a soul tied to your name, forget it. It is massive vanity. Somebody has been blessed here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's go a bit further. Psalm 8:3-8. Can we go there? What is your material? Before God will leave his throne to come and live a very shameful life just to redeem man, there is something in man. Psalm 8. Now, when I observe your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you set in place. Do you know what it means, the stars? My goodness, the stars are existence of different planets. I don't really know how to communicate the idea behind stars. Some of the stars you see, if you should travel by the speed of light, for 1,000,000 years, you've not yet arrived. 1,000,000 human years. Am I communicating right now? I don't think it's not wonderful. I don't know how accurate it is. They say, even in some stars, that diamond falls like rain. In some planets, now watch you, see what it's saying. What is man, after you talk about the stars, what is man that you remember him? The son of man that you look after him. Next. You made this little less than God and crowned him with glory and honor. Next. You made him lord over the works of your hands, including the planets that diamonds fall from. You put everything under his feet. Next. All the sheep and the oxen, as well as the animals in the wild. Birds of the sky, the fish of the sea, passing through the currents of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how magnificent is your name throughout the earth. May God help us in Jesus' name. This psalmist is asking, what is in this man? Let me be very sincere with you. If any one of you will just walk here now and look at this Bible, this pen, approximately you can get this for a few naira, right? And in the midst of the message going on, you walk up to me. You say, please, Pastor, can you sell this pen for me? Give me your price. If I give you 500,000 and you say you want to still buy it, I will push it again. Because I will be so inquisitive. You can get this thing 30 naira outside. Why do you want to pay so much for it? I will take it back to the laboratory. I will say, please test it. Let me know what is inside this thing. So that I don't go and sell. Are you understanding me right now? True or false? If somebody comes to you right now, I just look at your shoe, Pastor, and say, this shoe, give me any price, I will pay. Over you will not be comfortable. You say, I will get back to you tomorrow. Between now and tomorrow, you will walk from here to my one. Is there any specialist in shoes? Is that there is something? You see, this is the shoe James Bond used. You know, when you watch this kind of movie, you will be thinking abstract. Somebody will use his suit to key an entire nation. Don't try it in Port Harcourt. They will take your suit from you. May God help us in Jesus' name. Satan observed God. When he's going to wait for other things, God was not moved. He was going to wait. He waits for the world. If you don't know, when the Bible tells you in the beginning, it's different from the beginning of creation. Satan took earth. God was not a woman. He created a garden. Then Satan observed. Anytime he walks towards man, God's attention is taken. Anytime he moves towards people, he will start to see the reaction of God. He say, okay. You know, there are some people, they don't take as ransom the things that don't mean to you. Things that are not important to you. Are you understanding me right now? Are you hearing me right now? If somebody comes to your house on gunpoint and says, show me your trash can now. Show me your trash can. Will you struggle with him? You say, that's it, does, you know. There is no, come tomorrow, sir. We'll keep it outside for you. You don't need to come and harass us. But if that same person come with a gunpoint and say, show me your son now, you will use every skill you have to distract them. There is something in man that even man don't know. That is why it breaks my heart when I see people giving their existence for things. If you know how precious humanity is, you will know you are the most wealthy entity on the face of the earth. Do you know what it means sometimes when you give up yourself for things? It's like buying a very good piece of bread, okay, and throwing away the content itself and going home with the proof. Because the proof itself is to cover the main substance. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say right now? There is something in you that God has put there that even you yourself might be careless about. See, except we get this revelation, you will not know how to pray tonight. So when you come to face life for what it is, and the pressure, there is something God is trying to bring out of you. One of the benefits I get way back then when I still watched all the superhero movies is that most of the superheroes discover their capacity and potential in the midst of crisis. Superman never knew he was a superhero until one day a vehicle hit him. And instead of him being destroyed, the vehicle got. He said, wow. Tell me, Superman. You will not sympathize with an orange when you want the juice out of it. You will put it under pressure. There was a point in my life I served in the OSM, that's WRPC. When you see the instrument they use in processing the crews, that pressure, the heat, you will doubt it that any substance can survive it. But it's not to destroy the substance, it's to subtract the genuine content from it. That's why all those people that do it in the local way, they still need fire. So they say fire. Fire is a tool to discover your content. There is something God puts in man that if man do not utilize it according to his will, he will destroy not just him, but others. May God help us in Jesus' name. Number two, material, you are a subduer. Now, many people, they hear the word, they say, like, this pastor always like using subduer. No. Subduer is not just a title, it's a personality. A subduer is somebody that, you know, no matter what you pressure on them, they don't die. One of the greatest subduer in the scripture was Job. Satan did all he knew how to do. Job never relented. In the midst of the crisis, Job subdued. He took his children. Job didn't shake. Gave him affliction. Took his property. Hear me very well. See, the story of Job is not for everybody. That's why it's recorded in the Bible. Some people say that I'm going, no, if you go through one tenth of what Job went through, forget it. I believe Job was the first man that got HIV and cancer together. Because sometimes the scripture will just give you some picture that you cannot relate to. Do you know what it means? Oh my God. In the midst of pain and affliction, he still saw God as being just. The greatest friend you have, if that friend advises you to do something, if you don't do it, it means that you are illogical. There is no person that was closer than Job than his wife. Sometimes you feel the wife was bad, but she was being genuine. He said, my husband, I can't watch you go through this pain. Just curse this God now. It's not worth it. What are you now living for? All your children, they've gone. Look at that one grave here. Your business, as I'm speaking to you right now, even you are in debt. Curse this God and save yourself from the struggle. Do you know that that's what they call mercy death now? Even doctors will advise them. You can't go on with it. They said, we don't give you an injection. That was the situation of Job. But in all, Job stood to it. And the letter of Job was greater, far greater than the former. Your story will be greater and greater and greater in Jesus' name. I don't care what they said about you. I don't care who has mocked you. I don't care who has looked down on you. You know, there is a point you go through. Even those that were with you will speak against you. When you get to that point, you must come to the knowledge that no matter the times and the seasons, it will take only God for you to keep standing. Amen. Understand this and save yourself from stress. Say, I'm a subduer. Nothing can destroy me. I am more than a conqueror. Satan can never defeat me. Because I have the content. Because I know the content. Amen. Because I have what it takes to go beyond the times and the faith. May God help us in Jesus' name. When you are a subduer, nobody needs to convince you of what you can do and what you can't do. Remember what I said, you must invest in yourself to know what you have on your side. Until the Westerners came to discover oil in our own territory, people were working on it. So you can be living in prosperity and still be begging around. But that will be your portion in Jesus' name. It is not by what you possess, it's by what you've accessed. And the only way you can get to this is through knowledge. The prodigal son looked at himself. He said, also my father's servant cannot get life this bad. And he dusted himself. There is somebody here that is rising from that death and is taking his rightful place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I'm a subduer. Some of your Bible, the book of Mark 4, verse 4. Mark 4, verse 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 4. Kibrosi drahasi kareba deishi dradoso dosa. Re drahasi dradoso deki debro de kareba deishi dradosa. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Can you help me? Matthew 4, verse 4. Pardon me. Matthew 4, verse 4. That's not Mark. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Somebody's life is completely changed today in the name of Jesus Christ. But he answered and he said, it is written, man must not live on bread. He must not live on what? But on every word that comes from where? What comes from the mouth of God? Just words? Just words? What kind of word comes from God? He said? Just living word? He said? Good word? Another person talk to me. Let me change this to a teaching session. Some of us are thinking out of the box. Sometimes we need to think inside the box. Who is the one talking? So which word is coming out from his mouth? Simple, the word of God. Now, The next material you must know is that I am a product and I'm a material of the word of God. When you know what you are, you can never fail. Satan can attack scriptures. He can never attack the word of God. The word of God is all powerful. Jesus Christ subdued the earth. You know why? Because it was the living word of God. Say, I'm the living word of God. I am the walking word of God. I am the speaking word of God. I am the breaking word of God. Anywhere I step into, the word of God gets there. That is why you must be a soul winner. Are you guys, are you following me at all? Are you getting the message? I speak unto you right now, the word of God will break forth through you in the name of Jesus Christ. In the next 1 minute, begin to speak that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, stir up your word in me to take over. Prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Stir up your word in me to take over. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, through the help of the Holy Spirit, stir up your word in me. Barasti, Dradosi, turn this to a prayer. The greatest treasure on the face of the earth is the word of God. Brande kede bro so de kide bro de kalibadeisha. Ki bro so de kide bradeishi da deusa. Barande kide bro si da deish. Stir up your word in me. In Jesus Christ we pray. I speak forth to your life right now. May you be the manifestation of the word of God. No man can successfully put the word to danger. No man can put you to danger. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me very well. You will go forth with massive testimony that will change your generation forever. Now, to the next phase. Hear me very well. Knowing the word of God is not enough. The greatest way to prove your material is not just by discovery. No. It's by recovery through test. Are you with me? Are you sure? If you are with me, say amen. If you are surely with me, say a greater amen. If you know today you will recover house, say a greater amen. You discover that all these things are said is in you. No, that's not the best way. You need to be tested. If at the end of the day after graduating from the institution, you go to anything and you say you are a graduate of this course, they are looking for a kind like you. They will still pass you through tests, true or false. No matter what you have as your material, you must be tested. God cannot entrust the future to a vessel that has not been tested. It is not possible. So what I'm trying to tell you now is that you do not prove your material by discovery alone, but by the recovery through the test of fire. The test of fire is a must. Somebody just woke up one morning and went to demons. I say, I rebuke you, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus that Paul preached. The seven sons of Sceva. If that is a Nigerian movie, you say it's same trick. One human being beat the demon out of them. The Bible says he beat them till they were stripped naked. That's not a beautiful sight to see. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say right now? So you say that you are a great person, your foundation will test you. Ancestral powers will test you. Wickedness in territories will test you. The fire of the altar of God will test you. Everywhere you face is testing. I will never forget when I just graduated then. I went back and I visited my mom. And everybody was happy. Oh, my son is a graduate. Everybody, oh my goodness, our graduate is back. Ah, the joy was that. So people that don't see my mom, she will call them to introduce me. You know, when you are a fresh graduate. Look at my son just came back. He just graduated now. And I was feeling so fly. You know, forget it, so spirituality will not take that position though. No person that does not just pray. Am I communicating right now? Walking down here, somebody say, oh, Pastor, you look so good. Ah! There was a baby in me that just reacted, really? Oh, thank you. In my heart, I was like. So after all the pleasantries, they tested my knowledge. You know, some people, they don't know whether you are a graduate of French or India. They feel that everybody that went to school studied maths. So where is that wonderful young man that is a graduate? Please come and do this man very fast. I want to take it. I said, the devil get behind me. Somebody get me my digital phone. We are in the digital age. The God was in Jesus' name. So testing is not for your destruction, it's for your besting. After going through a test, you will never remain the same. It's not a prayer, it's the truth. People of substance don't run away from death. You are a minister, you say that your village people are after you. They want to destroy you. You see, that is why you came. Ethiopia, when other people are running away from the gunshots, they run to the gunshots because they are trained for the battles. I prefer to be a soldier in the midst of dancers than to be a dancer in the midst of soldiers. Because when battle comes, you will know the difference in specialty. Say, I am made for the test. I am fed by the fight. Temptation should not reduce you, it should increase you. David did not see the trial as a punishment. He saw it as a promotion. People of content, when others see problems, they see opportunity. When the COVID-19 started, ministry were shutting down. I said, thank God, it's time to take my members. Every people you see around me now, I got them in COVID-19. So when people were taking shelter, I was stepping out. I said, as you can see, Jesus needs you. Hear me, and hear me very well. Every test, we always announce two sets of people. Heroes. And the other party, I am so fired up to mention their name. May we not have cowards in our midst in Jesus' name. It's better you walk with one champion than to walk with 1,000 cowards. Because 1,000 cowards and 1,000 cowards is zero human being. May God help us in Jesus' name. Say, the test is for my best. The fight is for my feeding. So you must go through the test. The benefit of the test of fire. Listen very attentively. There are only three things fire will do for you. Revive, restore, and renew. Talk to the book of Exodus chapter 3 verse 2. Keep roasting, brother. Let's keep warming up because very soon we'll step into prayer. And we'll step into prayer. We are going to be uprooting some things. Amen. Can we stay with the chain? Just stay with the chain. What's the cost for that? What's the cause for that? Because it's a massive distraction. Amen. Exodus 3 verse 2. It says that the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire within a bush. As Moses looked, he saw that the bush was what? But what? There was a fire that didn't consume it. Now, listen very attentively. The fire there was not for consumption. It's for revival. When Moses walked away from that fire, the same things he was scared about, he opposed all. We silence any form of distraction in Jesus' name. Fire is not to destroy you, it's to revive you. I have seen people that they started serving God sincerely when they went through fire. I have seen people that the greatest thing that happened to them is losing their parents in a very young stage. It made them stood up on time and start invoking the power of God. For those of you that are students here, you will know there are some people when they come in their first year, they are going to every party. When they see the first semester result, they will turn their back to a place of seriousness. You know, if you are a minister in any of the campuses, don't stress yourself of catching them in year one. Because you'll be wasting your efforts. Excepting those ones they've already introduced before they came to campus. Wait for them in year two and year three. Year two and year three, they'll be the ones coming to prayer meeting. Am I communicating right now? Hear me, there are some people that will never know the road to a church without problems and situations. Say, fire is a revival. Hear me very well. I have seen people that they never want to listen to God's word until they see the situation of life. So when you go through the test of fire, there is something about you that comes back to life. One of my amazing friends, a wonderful man of God, said something. He said that potential is not required. Kinetic makes a difference. I have the potential of a jet and be in one position. Fire will revive that engine in you. Is somebody understanding me right now? When you put fire, no person can fake death in the midst of fire. Let somebody is faking death now. Just on fire. Or just shout, fire! A dead man will raise. The very person in Jesus' name. At the sound of fire, every knee shall stand. May God help us in Jesus' name. Hear me very well. There are some animals and things. You want to cast, don't waste your time. Just put fire there. They will come out. They will introduce themselves to you. I speak forth your foundation right now. May the fire of God visit it in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything working against your rising and finance, the fire of God visit it by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power from the prince of hell speaking against you, working against you, trying to take away destiny from your hand, the fire of God, the consuming fire, the key to destroy those agents in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I get my revival through the fire of God. So revive it to become strong, healthy, and active. Don't joke with a car that is yet to be on. When it comes back, forget it. You will be amazed. Some years back, I visited the city of Jos. So I was visiting the zoo. Because every time I go, I love just going through the national park. Just love seeing nature. So when we walked through the park where the lion is, funny enough, this lion was not saying anything that day. So just on one corner, as if he was praying. So I said, oh, this thing is so innocent. They should release it now. In my heart. Once I said, what is that demon speaking through me? It might appear innocent. Let it come out first. You will know the difference from God and a tiger. The beast in him might be quiet because there is no fire yet. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say? Fire is to revive you. Have you never come to realize that when situations start coming against a person, that person will shut out every ungodly song from their phone. They will be the prayer warrior you never knew. Some of them, I said, so this person can pray like this? Something has started. There is fire on the mountain. You'll be inviting somebody for a mission. You'll be trying to get the person to cry. And it's, wait, when fire showed up, then we know there is a living God. I decree the restoration and the revival fire. Visit your roots right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say, fire is good. It helps to revive. Do you know the number one energy in all we see today is from fire? Often the ancient Grecian myth, they will tell you that humanity started development when the gods introduced fire to them. It's a myth. God is the God of fire. When God stepped into humanity, humanity took on a different dimension. Say, fire revived. Turn to Isaiah 43, verse 2 to 6. Isaiah 43. Are we cold? Are you getting the message? Is somebody getting revived? I decree over you today, your life is changed forever in Jesus' name. For I, the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, and your Savior, give Egypt as a ransom for you, Cush and Seba in your place. Next, because you are my precious in my sight, because, pardon me, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I will give you human beings for your place, and peoples in place of your life. Next, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from where? The west. Next. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my son from far away, and my daughter from the ends of the earth. Next. Everyone called by my name and created by my glory, I have formed him, and indeed I have made him. The God of us in Jesus' name. Go back to verse 6. It says, I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold back. Bring my sons away and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Fire helped to restore. Somebody say restore. Somebody say restore. Somebody say restore. Restore is to return to an area and original condition. There is somebody here that might be saying, God can never use me again. I have gone so far, forget it. When the fire of God comes to you, it shall restore to you everything you've missed in Jesus' name. The prodigal son lost everything he had. When he stepped back, the revival fire brought him back to his father. The first authority they gave to him was the ring, the sign of authority. I speak to you today, everything Satan has taken from you, the fire of God begin to bring them back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back home and read this scripture very well. You will see a rhema in it. Let's go to verse 2 first. Listen. There is something I want to show you. Verse 2, please be fast and don't skip it. Can we have KJV? There is something, there is a way KJV. Now listen, hold on. 2, yes, listen. He said, I will be with you when you pass through the waters. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not overwhelm you. You will not be scorched. Hold on. Are you changing it? Okay, KJV. I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through where? That shall not be worse. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. After you go through the fire, that's when you now start getting back all that belongs to you. In the next 1 minute, I want you to stand up. and take back all Satan has taken from you. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God has come to give you what? Life. And life more what? Abundantly. Anything concerning your life, begin to bring them back by fire. Prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything Satan has taken from me, Barati Drade Kide Proso Dosa. Kede Pro de Kide Bade Shida Dosa. Anything Satan has taken from Frank Ebi, release by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any satanic wickedness and theft, I recover you by fire. I stand on the word of God. Restore back to me. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Hear me, I hear me very well. I can hear this very well. There is somebody listening to this message right now. People are marrying on your behalf. When it's your time in the prime, they take the person in the realm of the spirit and do a convocation and marriage on their behalf. And this person has been strategically and consistently single. As we pray this prayer and as we pray along with us, divine restoration comes to you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know the reason you need to pray this very well? When a thief is caught, he restores back a manifold portion. Some of us, if you know the truth, some persons, they are not living their best life. What God, what Satan is trying to give to them is just a pinch from their treasure. You are going to pray, my Father, my fire. Ah, somebody is not praying. My Father, my fire.
My Father, my fire.
Restore back to me.
Restore back to me.
All the years the devil has taken away.
All the years the devil has taken
pray
away.
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
My Father, my fire.
My Father, my fire.
Restore back to us
to me.
All the days and all the years that the enemy has
broken.
Restore
to me.
Amen.
Listen, I can hear him as I hear my name. There is somebody here. Listen very attentively. You are somebody that before you kneel down to pray, you start seeing Rema. It's as if God is your roommate. But there was a little compromise which God is about restoring to you right now. After that edge, it's as if the network of prayers was taking off. If you are here, run out now. I'm shifting very fast. It's as if the network of intercession, capacity to see results after prayers, was on hold. If you know you are here, please come out now. There is a moment for you. Ensure you don't waste this moment. This person right now, listen very attentively, is a timely. Listen, you know, some people, they will wait for that to come out. That's one thing about believers. You think matter of destiny is to look at your neighbor. There is no saying if there is no reservation. Now, look at me very well. What's the name again? Please give her the mic. Sister Blessing. Communicate with me. Now, listen very attentively, Sister Blessing. You know that God has given you a strange ministry in the place of worship, true or false? The only thing you need to do, I'm not a member yet, sir. I am not. We will only meet when I come around and thereabouts. If you can consciously pay the price for ministry, give yourself the next 6 years, you will become a statement in your field. I believe this word of knowledge is for you and for my sister as well. I will pray for the both of you. But right now, I want you to understand this. Listen, if you tell me, listen, there is no issue of being shy or anything. Even in your dreams, there is massive battle. True or false? I cannot go so detailed. But I see this, if it's not properly dealt with, it will even affect your marital life. But from this moment, I decree freedom over you in Jesus' name. You are with the mic. Is there anything I'm saying now that is not true? Please speak it out. It's a testimony because today is going to change. Something happened, man of God. The other last revival, a sister came with the word of knowledge as well. And we all knew the testimony how she went and destroyed the jam. See, today, when she told me her score, she's the highest score in jam that I've encountered for the year. Listen very attentively as I pray over you. Every strange association that has drained your spirituality, today they will let you go by fire in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can we all have somebody behind her? Listen very attentively. Listen. Raise up your hand. Free yourself in the realm of the spirit. The power of God will flow through your body like the sword of electricity. Because that fire will run through you and take off every altar that is not of God in you. Keep Rasidra, those who they kill them, Spirit of God, flow through this vessel now by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive divine manifestation from the crown of your head. It runs through your veins right now and frees you from every satanic spell. Out in the name of Jesus Christ, a fresh man to rest upon you by fire and take you to your next phase of announcement. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rasidra, Hande, Kareba, those who they kill them, start blessing. God has remembered you today, finally. Listen, I will give you an assignment. Can you hear me very well? Between now and next month, September, don't joke with your prayer life. The matter of destiny is in the currency of sacrifice. Ensure you are in the place of prayer and fasting. Father God in heaven, any manipulation that has been used to shift this destiny, you are the God I restore. Restore by fire now in the name of Jesus Christ. These hands shall be healing hands. You shall walk in dynamics wonders. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. I speak to you right now. Glory to God. The glory of the baptism of the Spirit of God rest upon this vessel. Every darkness that has taken life, confidence, and replaced them with fear, out in the name of Jesus Christ. You will go out and become a new vessel to be used by God in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God that lifts men, that prepares, that restores, that revives. Begin to walk in this vessel now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Can you give Jesus a shout? I don't care what I've been taking so far out from you. You recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we make a progress? Please take your seat. The power of God is going to be mighty. Listen. How many of you came with your mantle today? Beautiful. How many of you came with your anointing oil? Strange mantles are going to be falling on people today. So prepare your mind. If you know you've not been praying, just be praying in your spirit. Because this program is not just a program of visitation. It's a program of encounters. Some of you, after leaving this meeting, you will become a threat to the kingdom of darkness. If you're that person, say a better amen. Can I get the scripture? Malachi 3 verse 2 to 3. Malachi 3 verse 2 to 3. Hear me, I hear me very well. When you lose money, you can get it back. When you lose friends, you can get them back. But when you lose your time, you can never get it back. Some people, at the later end of their life, the greatest regret they have is that it's a bundle of wasted years. I don't know who is here today, and it's as if a complete part of your life, when you go back to him, is a major, when you go back to it, it's a major frustration for you. Today, my God is giving you double speed. Somebody did not get that. There is somebody here. Listen very attentively. When you look at the phase of your existence on this earth, it's as if you were on pause, you were on hold. I decree right now, the speed to pursue, overtake and recover all, rest upon you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree before the next 7 weeks, everything that's supposed to take you 20, 15, 10 years, you will recover all by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're that person, say better amen. Malachi 3, 2 to 3, it says, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, so give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. Pardon me? No, that's wrong. Malachi 3, verse 2. Please pardon me wherever you're reading from that. I was quoting it. Yes, 3 verse 2. Help me, media. Amen. For who may abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. And like a fuller's what? Nest. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of heaven. And purge them as gold and silver. That they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. You know, the fire of God does not just revive. It does not just restore. It renews. Sometimes there are some phases of your life you go through. The fire will melt you to nothing so that it can create something new. One other benefit of the test of fire is that it renews you. It renews. What is the meaning of renew? Now, to renew is to begin again. To recreate. The fire of God sometimes melts you totally to create a new you. You must change first for things to change. Now, hear me very well. Some people are praying that, Father, give me my new possessions. Give me a new anointing. Remember what Christ said. You can't turn new wine into a old vessel. So for you to get into that manifestation, there must be a recreation. Did somebody get that? Okay, for our gamers, those people that used to play games, there are some games you are playing, they must have dealt with you and it's very frustrating. In order for you to start again, you go and restart the game. Let everything start again. How many of you can relate? How many of you have taught it? God, please, scatter the world. Let everybody start again. God does not need to scatter the world. He needs to recreate you. I don't care what that situation is. In the place of recreation, there will be more possessions and greatness. Hear me very well. When God recreates a man, he gives him the things that he himself naturally could not get for himself. Sometimes you are thinking of changing your situation. No, you are wasting effort. Change your personality and your vessel. You will be amazed that things will happen to you. Every master was once a disaster. They will never get the reward of a master until they transfigure into becoming master. Am I communicating to somebody now? Understand this and get the best out of life. When I see some people say that the devil is fighting them, no, their vessel is not prepared for the new phase. That is why every great man in the scripture has to go through the palace for packaging. Moses went through it. Joseph went through Potiphar's house. So he knew what it means to become a person of comfort. The easiest way to rise is to die. Apostle Paul said, I die daily. The conversion of Saul was not just his name, it was his vessel. You know how I know that? When Saul, formerly Saul, when he became Paul, he looked at the household of faith, he looked at the children of God, said, I have not offended anyone. The same man that killed people's husband out of persecution. He was not telling that because the person that did that has died. Somebody tell me, a renewed man. This thing very attentively. When a man is in Christ, he's a what? It's not a new creation. It's a new creature. Go and look at this in King James. You know what a creature? A creature is a being that does not have its kind in existence. A creation is something that was made. A creature is something that was divinely fashioned that has never existed before. Say, I'm a new creature. Therefore, all things, if not some things, all things become what? I decree. I don't know who this person is. You've looked at yourself and said, God, no, this is not my path for destiny. The error is enough to push me away from the kingdom. God is speaking to you now. He's starting afresh with you in Jesus' name. Understand this. You must change first to change things. Stop disturbing yourself for things. Become the manifestation. The things that run after will come to you. And if you, instead of you trying to prepare yourself for one person in the name of marriage, you know, understand, try to package yourself, read books on how to approach people. No, just create a queen in you. Any king in the world will search for you. You are complaining about the skill you have, and people are coming to pay peanuts for it. No. Recreate yourself. there will be a new dimension to your results. By God's grace, as I step into this city, I have never asked any person for a platform to preach, and I will never ask. But with all humility, I have traveled to several regions of this nation, just for the world. There are some things that you don't need to fight to it. It's a wasted effort. Naturally, when you become, you will have it. Manifestation starts first from the creation within. That I told you, you need the content within, inside you. Anything you have on your inside is a matter of time to manifest outside. Are you understanding me right now? Anyone here trusting God for double portion of greatness, the fire of God will renew you in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God, the announcement, begin to announce you now in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why preparation is needed. You cannot step into the place of power if you are not ready to pay the price in the making. You are not the one to, it is not the food that will decide that I'm not cooked. No, never. It is the best in cooking it. There are some people, several you have seen them, the greatest injustice that happened to them was their miracle happening. The blessing that God gave to them was the reason they left the church. Some of them, after God has, you will see a level of pride and arrogance. You begin to wonder, was this not the same person some moment back that was praying with all humility, serving? That is why the love of God is why some people are still in a position. He keeps them there till they grow. A hair, as far as I remain a child, can never succeed the throne. Other people will be supervising him. Why within him is a king? Maturity is not by age. It's by capacity. There is only one thing for those people that are subduers that know their material. They don't make mistakes. No. They only discover lessons. Because whatever they face, Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for good. So even in their falling, it's a systematic way of rising better. Because they have a material that can never be subdued, because they are the ones that are subdued. They can help us in Jesus' name. I get to be blessed today. Before we pray, I'm going to show you some secrets. Now tell your neighbor, are you ready? One thing about the message, sometimes when I teach, I keep some of the hidden truths and treasure at the end of it. Because treasure cannot be seen on the surface, it's seen beneath the ground. If you don't have character to spend time, you might get the surface, you might not get the treasure. Look at it very well. The people that knew Christ better, they're not the crowd that kept coming to him for miracles. They were the disciples that stood with him. One of the greatest persons that have the revelation of Christ is John. Because John was the apostle that was in the bosom of Christ always. Everybody also he followed. That's why Christ would have told him, John's mother, that's your mother, that is your son. Am I correct or am I wrong? The rest people were nowhere to be found. That's why when John, that's why we can get the story of the salvation gift from John 3:16. Is somebody getting something yesterday? Now tell your neighbor, are you ready for the treasure? Say to yourself, I am ready for this treasure. Now I'm going to say this to you. If you can connect with the information I'm about sharing to you, if between now and next year you don't see a massive shift in your life, don't believe me again. If you can receive this and put it to work, because the word of God is not for the hearing, it's for the doing. Life testimony, it's always good you are obedient to the word. Wonderful sister, I believe one of the days she will hear this message. There was a point she, out of pains and frustration, she called me up. That her life is not going towards the direction she wants. Believer, faithful, amazing woman of virtue and beauty. I must be sincere with you. You know, there are some complicated cases. You begin to wonder, how can these things be? Deep down inside of me, I was like, I didn't think the man of God was ready to say, I would have just settled with you. Understand what I'm trying to say? Because you have so much virtue to be stranded in the place of marriage. And I gave her some principles and we prayed. In less than a year, miraculous relationship, introduction, wedding, complete. It does not take God time to change a man's story. It takes just principles. If you understand the patterns of greatness, you don't need to kill yourself. You will get results without sweat. Are you understanding me right now? Some people feel that the miraculous is all by fasting and prayer. No, you can fast out of flesh. There are patterns. Am I communicating right now? The next phase before we step into prayer and we are out of here is how to triumph through the test of fire. Now understand this. Every mantle comes with a battle. You are come with your mantle now. As you take that mantle, there is a battle waiting. Don't let any person deceive you. If they make you a president tonight, you will now discover that you have enemies among family. How you see life, decide what you become. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26. If you see life like a joke, you become a joker. If you see life as a music, you might become a dancer. If you see life as a soldier, as a war, you become a soldier. 9, verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Next, 27, please. But I keep under my body and bring it under subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself become a castaway. It means that he sees this life as a war. We are going somewhere. We are at the ending phase of the message and we are done. Now, what you say life will decide your step to take. Every anointing comes with a price and responsibility. Now, many of us who have stepped out here today say, what anointing? Do you know the battles that come with every anointing? God, open my eyes. I want to be seeing vision. Do you know there are some things that can stop you from sleeping for weeks? You want to be a carrier of impact. You want to be a supernatural leader. Most times when ministers fast, they are not fasting for their needle. They are fasting for the security of others. Every anointing comes with a responsibility. When God returns, he's going to hold into response those people that were ministers. Why did this thing happen? So being the place of responsibility is work. How to triumph the test of fire? Psalm 51, 16 to 17. Psalm 14, 7 to 3. Can we go there very fast? 51, 16 to 17. We are going to be on the airplane mode now. We are going to be very fast. Amen. Media, please help us. Psalm 51, 16 to 17. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would have given it to thee. Thou delighted not in burnt offering. So it's not by your many, many offerings and all that. The next one. The sacrifice of God are what? And a broken spirit and contrite heart, oh God, that will not work. So the next one, Psalm 14, Psalm 147, verse 3. Psalm 147, verse 3. Please. He healed the broken in heart and binded up their hood. The number one way to triumph over the test of fire is brokenness. There are some people, they have arrogant pride. So the fire they are in, they just got started. The children of Israel did not go to the promised land because of unbrokenness. Any little thing they grumble. Any little thing they go. Every little thing they murmur. There are some people, the greatest problem is not Satan, is their self. The height of unbrokenness in their life is questionable. You will see them say that this trouble, this trouble, this trouble. But when you look at them, their pride is dangerous. Deep down in your heart, say, Father, please don't, if you exalt this one, then people will suffer. They talk about men of God carelessly. You cannot become what you devalue. Am I communicating right now? Brokenness is a virtue. Brokenness is what? A virtue. That's why I love Pastor Mark Miracle. That sometimes we are discussing like this. Before I even know I'm saying a message, you say, oh, you just ministered to me. I said, how now? Who is ministering to ourselves from among? Somebody that wants to learn is somebody that is broken. Some people to be very sincere, when they come for counseling, we don't tell them the truth. I personally do not tell them the truth. I will just say, okay, don't worry, I'm praying for you. Because their pride will not even let them submit themselves to get instruction. They are coming by themselves, so they are telling you their solution. We need to pray. We'll make it. You know, we are praying now. Start praying. The greatest demon of any man is pride. Hear me? God does not resist sinners. He shows mercy on them. But the Bible says God himself resists the proud. and he giveth grace to the humble. When God resists a man, no prayer warrior can save him. Who are you praying to now? It's not the one that will answer your prayer that is resisting you. When you make it step into the picture, you will see supernatural growth. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. Somebody say brokenness. Philippians 1 verse 21. Brokenness is simple. Brokenness is to be totally surrendered, submitted, and subdued by the word of God. Not just scriptures. You know Psalm 23, you know the Bible in the book of the word of God. Doesn't mean that you have the word of God in you. Can I be sincere with you? Most of the proud people on the face of the earth are knowledgeable people. That's why to be very sincere, most of the most difficult people to help are ministers. Before you tell them dynamic truth, they will quote where it is in the Bible. I must be sincere with you. I must be sincere with you. I have seen some of them. The moment you want to add, one of my mentors, the great man of God, Pastor Paul Enetche, he said that there was a man that came to him for church growth. And the moment the man came into his office, he was like, I know, there is prayer. You need to do this. You need to do this. He said, you know what the system now? There's no need for any counseling now. Just go and do them. It will work. As he walked away, he said, this man, he just started his journey. When you come to a person that has results more than you, knowledge, wisdom demands that you shut up and listen. Am I communicating right now? Great people are broken people. Philippians 4 says, salute every saint. 121, not 4. I just know that was not the scripture. 121. It's like the address system. It's for to me to live is what? And to die is what? The number two way to overcome the test of fire is death. Somebody say death. Hear me very well. When you put yourself in the altar of sacrifice, when you struggle with life, the pain continues. Apostle Paul said, I die daily. You know what death does? It makes you grow. He said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, he abideth alone. Some people, they are not rising because of their qualification. They will tell you, do you know where I school? Do you know how many degrees I have? They will look at you and say, this is how we started. We are great ministers of the gospel. We have moved the mountains. How old are you again? That was when I did my third crusade. You are a young man. And you look at their lives, there's no result. The matter of destiny, listen, as I'm speaking here with all humility, if my deliverance is in the hand of a 3-year-old child, I'm ready to bow down and put my head for them to lay hands to me. This thing is not by age. It's by content and capacity. Some people will brag, do you know what my mates are? Where my mates are? The man of God says, some of your mates are in the prison. Remember that. Be thankful for what God has given to you. This will change your generation forever. If you are a person that can die, you know what it means to die? You will die to things. You will die to influences. You will die. Listen, one of the greatest difficulties I contended with was, the moment I stepped into the work, I was like, how are we going to do this now? When I start preaching, take God though. I never had understanding then. I never knew the rising is your dying. There are some people that are prosperity in their dying. They will look at you and say, we can't do this thing. You are a person that has been trusting God for a path of progress, for a restoration, for the virtue and the blessing of marriage. And there are some things you are still doing out of shame. They will say, if you need this, come let us pray. You say, no, just pray, we'll be hearing. May God help us in Jesus' name. Also, to some extent, there are some words of knowledge you can't share with some person because they will look down at it. Death is the way to overcome. Turn to Job 12, verse 13. We'll be ending with this. Is somebody being blessed tonight? Amen. Job 12, verse 13. Are we there? With him is wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. The next one. Help me with the book of Psalm 49, verse 3. Psalm 49, verse 3. says, my mouth shall speak of the wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Now let me tell you one sincere truth before we rise up and pray. Because you know, sometimes when it comes to the word, some people do not want to hear. All they need is prayer. Let us pray. Not everything is made for prayer. There are some things that are hidden behind understanding. The number three way to triumph over the test of fire is spiritual understanding. There is a difference between God understand and I understand God. Hear this. Anytime you are faced with fire, there is two options you can make. One, to say God understand. The second one is that I understand God. You know, when those three brothers were taken, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they brought them to the fire, they did say, if it was be some persons, they would say, God, you understand now. If we die, who is going to preach the gospel? So we are going to bow. Wisdom is profitable to what? Because some people, when you hear them, they'll tell you, God understand. Just compromise a little. Try as much as possible to always understand too that you understand God. Listen very attentively. Don't spend these 3 days in the presence of God and still look for an easy way out. No. You must go through the test too. If you skip a class, you must come and defeat it before they give you graduation. It's almost easier in the physical. In the spirit realm, it is worse. Any phase you skip, when you go through the table, you will still come back and fulfill it. You are going to say this right now. I have understanding. I have supernatural understanding. I can never be deceived. When Satan wants to destroy a man, he corrupts his understanding. Look at all the giants of faith that Satan tempted. He went to Jesus and he turned the scripture to defy his understanding. That's why you see some people today, they've taken away the path of reverence in sowing. They now turn God to a money doubler. No. When you have understanding and revelation, you will get results. You are going to put your hand on your forehead. Father, give me the wisdom and the grace to understand. Turn it to your prayer. Ensure you are praying. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus Christ, we pray. The problem of every generation is wisdom problem. Wisdom problem. When Solomon was asked what you needed, he didn't say money. He didn't say life partner. He said, God, give me the spirit of understanding and wisdom to direct these people. We are going to rise up to our feet and pray. You are going to pray, every Father, show me the path to greatness. Listen very attentively. The topic, why you need to go through the test of fire, is to put you on a path for you to be great. The work of the fool wearieth everybody. You know why? They don't know the way through the city. You are going to pray for the path standing to the path of greatness. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Every Father, show me my path to greatness. The path to greatness. The path to greatness. The path to greatness. The path to greatness. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Hear me very well. Progress in life is not by speed, it's by direction. No matter how fast you are on the wrong road, it will not get to your destination. Some persons here right now, why you need to pray this prayer with all seriousness is that God needs to rechannel your step. Because the path you are heading now, if you should continue from now to next year, there will be no result. May that not be a portion in Jesus' name. You are going to pray, my Father, my helper. Show me tickets to greatness. Pray out the name of Jesus Christ. Give me the wisdom for greatness. Show me the path. The path for greatness. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Hear me very well. There's somebody here now, you want to start a business. Listen, you've been running around about it as if anytime you are like an inch to the capital, something will take the money away. If you know you are here, the devourer must be taken off. Please, just wait wherever you are. There is no time because we are running off now. Can we just come forward? As you wave your hand, come forward. You want to start a venture. You've already prayed about it. But when you are building the capital to get to a point, it's as if something just come and devour it. Father, I pray. Who is with my anointing? Father, I pray for the grace of direction. You know, when you are not in the path of direction, there is only two things that can happen. Number one is wasted resources. Father, I pray over your daughter right now. Can I have your hand? Help me, man of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak unto your hand. God will network you with vision helpers. People that will breathe life to your venture, and you will step out by faith and you will get results. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak unto you in the name above every other name. May you become the manifestation of unbreakable and undeniable results. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, whatever grace that has taken us this far in ministry, begin to work in our own business. In Jesus Christ, my prayer. Congratulations, it's a new beginning for you. Can we give God a shout? Amen. Aside direction, listen very attentively. Today is the final day. Listen, we are going to deal with these shortcomings and we'll move. You are going to prophesy against every forces against you. No matter the direction you are, if there are forces resisting you, there will be no venture, there will be no results. I have seen people that are doing everything right. They are praying, they are sound, intelligent, but they are resisting forces. Am I communicating right now? You are going to pray every forces. Somebody is not ready here. Say every satanic force. Resisting my progress. Be destroyed by fire. Turn into a prayer right now. Every resistance. Be destroyed. Every force is mentioned on earth. In Jesus Christ, let me pray. Don't want you to pray very well. If there is anything about Satan, it's a deceiver. Tonight, the third day, our sister was praying, said it's for revival. Man of God, there is a testimony. A man, one of the day, he came to me, he said that he was on his own, and he heard a voice. And he said, the voice was God. And God said that, what Job went through, I'm bringing you to your season of Job. I know the sound of Satan from a distance. I told him, I said, my friend, listen, what did you do against God that God wants to give you the test of Job? It is not God that is against you. He said, no, he can hear God. I said, okay, let us pray. After some series of prayer, his heaven broke open. By the time I met him, the children were not on session. They could not even afford getting them to school. To be sincere, that man has been a major financial support. The same man that is as if all the hellfire, the one in Nigeria plus the one across, were against him. Hear me and hear me very well. Until you deal with the forces, you can never be enforced. Some of you know you are praying for capital under your nose. You see, am I going to say under nose, have you above their head? People that know you to your address, they are taking capital to others and they are your friends. You are going to pray every garment of wickedness. Destroy my announcement. I bring them down by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every garment of wickedness. Destroy my devil. I bring them back by fire. Destroy them by fire. Every garment I destroy them. In Jesus Christ, we pray. The man of God said that when prayer go up, it come down as fire. You can never waste your time in prayer zone. See, I have seen tangible results in prayer. Anything that works for you, die there. This is very attentive. I don't know much principle on getting results, but prayer. I have prayed accounts into multiple figures. You know the reason people will listen to you? When they see the result in your life. Forget the grammar and the teaching. If the result does not show, forget it. The wise man will say, result, silence, insult. Some people feel that, hear me and hear me very well. So don't close your mouth. So prayers and investments to your spirit, man. I decree over everyone yesterday hearing the sound of my voice. Between now and this time next month, a testimony that will make you dance will come to you. Hear me, I hear me very well. Keep Rasidra, those so they keep the bandage. There is somebody standing here right now. You have already closed your account for the year. Say, God, we tried, but this year it didn't happen. 2022 is your year. I am here to announce to you, the year 2021 is your year in the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't cost God anything. You need to be prophetically pushed. Rasandeki. I don't care who you are right now. What happened to those ahead of you will fail before you. You don't need to be an ancient person for you to walk in finance. There is somebody here right now today says, before this time next year, you will be a comfortable millionaire. If you are that person, say a greater amen. You are going to do something right now that will change your life forever. Everything that they steal from any man, they didn't take it to any other planet within this earth. If it's a car, if it's any missing person, go anywhere. Also when it dies, in earth, three of us, you are going to prophetically call forth anything that has been taken away from you through satanic powers. Pray out the name of Jesus Christ. So I'm away from you. Call them forth. Call them forth. Call them forth. My partners, my children, my breakthrough, my destiny, my neighbors, my partners. Anywhere they are, I call you for. Call them for. Call them for. Don't get tired. In Jesus Christ, we pray. There is somebody specifically hearing the sound of my voice now. Amen. Listen very attentively. This person you are happily married. Amen. Somebody is strategically taking your home away from you. As I speak to you right now, your husband is not with you. Now, it's not that the person took away your rightfully wedded husband. The person is threatening you. That is oppression upon injury. By the virtue of God's grace upon my life, your home is restored by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Your home is restored by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen very attentively, there is somebody here. The same people that you put as referrers for your job, they are the ones working against your employment. It's a strange situation. You have been searching for a job. I decree the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic agent working in the place of destiny helpers be exposed and disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. If the enemy within you, if there's an enemy within you, the enemy with that can do you nothing. Every strange association that is costing you virtue and grace, I break them down by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. We are going to pray one more prayer and that will be all. You bring out your mantle, you place it on the ground, we'll speak over them. Amen. Now, hear me very well. If you pray this prayer in truth, it will change everything about you. Life testimony. Let me share it here. By God's grace, those of us from BMG, you know that this year we are holding one of the biggest worship concerts in Port Harcourt. If you're happy about that, can you make some joyful noise? By this time last year, when I announced to them that we're using one of the most prestigious event centers, they were like, how is this thing going to be? But we are seeing visible capacities to host it. Hear me and hear me very well. Don't pray for just restoration and revival. Pray for speed. There are people that they have deprived them of giving birth. When God visits them, they will give birth to triplets once. So the years of barrenness will be covered in one delivery. If there is anything I came with today, it's the grace for speed. You know, when we did our crusade in Port Harcourt, one of the ministers looked at me. He said, how did these things happen? I was there now when you came around now. He said, I connect to grace. One of the ministers, I don't want to mention her name. Just day before yesterday, she called me up that they are ordaining some of our ministers. That please, I was like, Mama, you don't need to please me. You are a person of encouragement. I'm there already. So I need to be present. Hear me very well. When speed is at work, the things that will take other people 20 years will take you 20 weeks. Somebody says, speed is real. Oh, if you get this rhema, you will pray like a madman. You will pray like a wounded dog. If God can open some of your eyes, if God should show you where you are in the realm of the spirit and where you are in the physical, you will bite your finger, almost cutting it off. But there is something about God, is the God of speed. When God announced Joseph, all the years in prison appear as nothing. Remember the scripture we started with? We are going to pray this prayer. You will speak to the earth. Supernaturally, O earth, return to me by fire, by speed. All you are swallowed from me. Pray out the name of Jesus Christ. Brasa de kede proso de kede badeisha. Re brasi dradoso de kede badeisha. Oh! You are taking my time. You are taking my treasure. You are taking my years. Restore to me. Restore to me. Restore to me. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Do you know what you just did? You just resurrected those things they killed in your hands. I will not just give you a prayer without understanding. This is a revelation. So when they say people die, can't come back, forget it. Your case will be different. Some of you will say that I don't have a physical father again. My own is dead. When God gives you the rebranded father, you will not even remember the past one. You are going to speak to the heavens. All heavens. Bring to me every of my treasures that be held back by principalities and powers. In Jesus' name, let's pray a prayer. All heavens, rain upon me. Rasa de kere proso de kere badeisha. Ke proso de kere badeisha da doso de usa. Ke proso de kere badeisha. Oh, Lord! Rain upon me! In Jesus Christ, we pray. I hear this as I hear my name. There is somebody here supernaturally, a mantle will come upon you. It will be as if a cold breeze came through your forehead. It's going to be massive as the anointing begins. Listen very attentively. By the time that movement hits you, by this time next year, it will be as if you took 1,000 steps with the result that will defy every protocol. If you are that person, say a greater amen. If you are here with your mantle, raise it up. whatever it is you are using as a man to raise it up. Distance is not a barrier. I speak unto every mantle that has been displayed in the house. Everything you have as a possession of mantle, by the virtue of God, by the wisdom of God, by the working of the Holy Spirit, visit those vessels now in the name of Jesus Christ. Supernatural grace for speed. Every business you put your hand to do shall grow with speed. The spiritual shall bring you to the realm of the supernatural. I decree supernatural restoration, supernatural speed, supernatural recovery. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your sons are coming back home. Everything that is taken from your hand is coming back to you in greater version. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Put those items on the ground. If you know you are with relationship picture here, raise it up. Any picture of relation you are standing in the gap for. Father, I speak, even those that are taking up digital items right now, everyone they are standing for, supernatural grace for divine revival in their life. There is somebody here listening very attentively. One of your family members escaped a very grievous death. That has to do with poisoning. If you know you are here in the house with, it has to do with poisoning. That like a year back, one of your relations, it has to do with poison. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you, sir. That grace that is trying to, you know, that all kind of strange form of power, every power that is trying to defy your grace for life, I rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attempt of your life begin to fail from henceforth, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every relation that their picture has been displayed right now, wherever they are, even those that are arrested, there is somebody here that has a relation that is missing. That person has been missing. You've been listening to this message right now. He has been missing. I decree right now they will find that person by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody you are raising the picture is for marital bliss. If you know you are that person, wave. There is somebody, the picture you are representing for the person you are standing in the gap is for marital bliss. Wave your hand if you are here. This stand is not a barrier. Anyone that they are standing for breakthrough in marriage, divine restoration and miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen very attentively. There is one of the persons here that has to do with a terminal ailment. That's the person you are standing in for. If you know that's the person that you are standing in for, can you just wave? It has to do with a sickness. It has to do with a sickness. If you are waving, wave properly. You are the one, sister, please come forward. Come forward. Can we get at the mic? Where is this person currently? Your mom, glory to God. God is going to show up for you. What's the situation we have? Can I see that picture? What's the situation? Ashma. Where is she presently? In Krita. You see, do you believe in the working of the Holy Spirit? If I tell you that before the next 3 months, Ashma will vanish forever, will you believe me? Can I get the anointing? You are standing for your mother, you are a genuine daughter. You are a seed. I stand here today prophetically and I decree angels go ahead of you to restore your mother's health perfectly. This is not a normal asthma. Can you give me some insight about the kind of asthma that is wrong with her?
According to her, she said that smoke from the hair does enter through her lungs.
Yes, and that's where it began from. Listen. What is wrong with your mother is not an asthma, it's an attack. Are you hearing me right now? Because as I start prayer with you, he said, don't pray against asthma. Pray against every root of attack. Everyone contending with that vessel, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, she gets at the deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even in the midst of smoke, she will not have any reaction.
Amen.
The grace of God for divine restoration will vindicate her. Go back and announce to her that asthma is taking off. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go, it is done in Jesus' name. Can we rejoice? I want to thank every one of us that have stayed to this point. But I will not end this meeting without somebody giving their life to Christ. Every other benefit you have as a miracle is a waste of effort if you don't have Jesus. If you know you are here genuinely, if Christ returns now, you don't know where you spend eternity. Our time is fast spent. Say this prayer after me. Briefly, by believing in the word of God. The book of Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, it says, with a mouth confession is made, with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I've heard your word today. I know I'm a sinner, guilty of hell. Today I believe in your word, and I confess Lord Jesus as my Savior. Today I'm saved by faith in your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Every one of you that said that prayer, I decree unto you, go and come back with the testimony. The glory of God will show forth in your life. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Now listen very attentively. Before I hand over, this prayer is for somebody here. If you know you are here with your offering, raise it up. Speak to it. But before you cast your offering, we are going to do this prophetic exercise. There are some provocations in your destiny that can only come through your giving. Your sacrifice provokes some level of interaction. It's practical. God responds to principle. As you have your seed in your hand, anything you are putting on the shoe or whatever, pull it off and stand with your bare foot on the ground. People that are genuinely connected will get a strange manifestation now. It will surprise you. The anointing of God is going to rest upon someone that grace for uncommon speed. Now that speed will not just come from foolishness, it will be a speed of direction. People will begin to question you, how did this thing happen so much in this very short time? Wherever you are right now, can we just pray in the spirit and say, Father, rest upon me your supernatural mantle for speed. When the speed of God came upon the apostles, they ran after chariots and they overtook. That grace for speed. Pray in the spirit. Make it personal. That aspect of your life you need speed for. It might be your finance. I just hear it very well. Now somebody is dropping to death. That grace for financial speed will take off every day.
We believe you were blessed with today's episode of Pure Gospel Moment. For prayers, testimonies, or further inquiries, you can reach Mac Miracle on +234 812 328 8593. That is +234 812 328 8593. God bless you real good.